Xi Jinping has used a speech to the Pan-Wuhan China Summit, the elite business school where Donald Trump studied, to address issues in bilateral relations under the U.S. President's administration. The ambassador says Beijing expects both sides to build a strong, healthy, and sustainable relationship. He notes China and U.S. officially established diplomatic relations close on the heels of China's launch of the reform and opening up process 4 decades ago. As part of his speech, Xi Jinping has noted that opening up has been key to China's development in the past 40 years. But noting the potential of a trade war brought on by Trump administration actions, Xi Jinping suggests the U.S. side should reflect on the progress that has been made in China-U.S. relations, suggesting the relationship is at a crossroads of history.
I hope U.S. politicians and so-called strategists make the right choice at the crossroads of history for bilateral relations. As long as we prioritize the interests of the two countries' people, the right choice is apparent and the decision is not difficult to make.
Xi Jinping has also suggested the root cause of the trade imbalance between the two countries is the U.S. economic structure rather than China.
China does not pursue trade surplus with the U.S. It also hopes to see balance. The huge U.S. trade deficit to China is caused by many factors, including issues in industrial chain, economic structure, low savings rate, and policies of the U.S. U.S. government intends to restrict high-tech product export to China in private sector. We want to buy, they don't want to sell. This also fuels the deficit.
China and the U.S. economic trade ties have experienced almost a continual growth since the establishment of diplomatic relations. Trade volumes last year exceeded $580 billion, due in part to bilateral investment. In 2017, U.S. aircraft maker Boeing's delivery to China accounted for 26% of its total global deliveries. U.S. soybean exports to China accounted for over 60% of U.S. total last year. As such, Xi Jinping says it's been unfair for U.S. politicians and the president to suggest that China is stealing jobs from American people.
I think both Chinese and American workers have the right to ideal jobs and better life. Their wishes deserve fulfillment, but this is not the sole drive for Chinese workers to come to the U.S. They come to the U.S. mainly as a result of the U.S. companies that expand their resource allocation and production across the globe in order to maximize their profit. This greatly benefits U.S. economy. Its GDP almost doubled from 2001 to 2017.
For CRI, this is Guan Chao.